You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Look, you want respect? We live in a society now, everybody demands respect. You want respect? Take ownership of your shit. Excuses? Shit, everybody has excuses these days. To actually find somebody who is going to admit or take ownership of a mistake they've made, or the fact that they've done somebody wrong or screwed something up or whatever it is, those people are damn near non-existent now. They are a commodity because they are so rare. Excuses are so common and have become such a part of the culture in today's society that they just come out like it's nothing. Like it's nothing. Nobody's even asking for an excuse. You think I'm wrong? Go hang out in the return line in any department store. You'll get 50,000 excuses on why people are returning whatever the hell they're returning. Literally, all you have to say is, I'd like to return this, and it's done. That's it. There's no reason to even give an excuse there. And they just come out of people like it's nothing. What is an excuse? An excuse is an attempt to lessen the blame of a fault, of a mistake, of something that you screwed up. You're trying to justify or defend the fact that you messed up, that you made a mistake, that you offended somebody, whatever it is. You don't want to own the fact that you're the one that screwed up. You want to deflect it. That says a lot about you as a person. Believe it or not, that says a lot about you as a person. It means you're not a stand-up person. Nobody wants excuses. Everybody's got them. Nobody wants them. Yeah, you screwed something up? Who gives a shit? Everybody screws up. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody offends somebody at some point in time. Own it. Just own it. Don't try to pass the buck along. Don't make an excuse on why you did it. All that needs to be said and all that anybody wants to hear is, I'm sorry, I screwed up, and that will never happen again. That's it. That is it. Now, I want you to think about this. Think about the last time you gave somebody an excuse for something that you messed up. You know, there's the buildup. You know you're going to get in trouble for it, or you know you're going to get reprimanded, or maybe your significant other is pissed off at you because you said some shit you didn't mean. And there's always that buildup, that anticipation, right? And then when it arrives, you give excuses. Do you feel like a good person when that's over? Does it make you feel good that you just made a bunch of excuses on why you did what you did? No. It makes you feel like shit. Try this. Try saying, look, I'm sorry that happened, and that will never happen again. That's it. That's all you have to say. That's it. You took ownership. That's all anybody wants. They just want whoever's done them wrong, whoever made the mistake, to take ownership. That's it. And then you can move past it. Try doing that and then see how you feel. It's never going to get brought up again. If it does get brought up again, that's their fucking problem, not your problem. You have admitted that you've done wrong, you've taken ownership, and you've shown that you want to move past that and never make that mistake again. That's all anybody wants to hear. Look, you want respect? We live in a society now, everybody demands respect. You want respect? Take ownership of your shit. Admit when you've screwed something up. That's all you have to do. Just take ownership. The next time you're in trouble, or you made a mistake, or you offended somebody, or screwed something up, then just think about that. Just take ownership if it was you and it's your fault and you know if it is, then just say, look, I'm sorry, I messed up, and that will never happen again. I have no excuse. Nobody's going to fault you for saying that. Now, don't let it happen again, but, you know, just do your best. Just say, I will do my best, and that will never happen again. Just think about that. It's going to work out for you a hell of a lot better than making excuses. I guarantee it.
Celebrate the Black Friday sales event at Woodhouse Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Blair. Step into a new Jeep that you can count on. From the awarded new Grand Cherokee to the capable 2022 Jeep Compass, the Jeep lineup won't compromise on power, technology, or comfort, delivering confidence and convenience for 29 years. Woodhouse Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Blair is your trusted auto partner. Visit us off Highway 30 in Blair or online at woodhousechryslerjeepdodge.com.
Reports say 60% of U.S. pork production comes from one company owned by the Chinese, and their hogs are giving something called ractopamine, which is banned in 160 countries, to include China. Yet you find it in your grocery store aisle every day. There's a better way. I'd like to tell you about Moink. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef, lamb, pastured pork, chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should, because the family farm just does it better. The Moink difference is a difference you can taste, and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent too. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes, to chicken breasts, to pork chops, to salmon fillets, and much more. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Plus, they guarantee you'll say, oink, oink, and I'm just so happy I got Moinked. So keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Sean right now, and listeners of this show get free bacon for a year. That's 1 year of the best bacon you will ever taste, but it's only for a limited time. Spelled moinkbox.com/Sean. That's moinkbox.com/Sean.